everybody. I'm David.
And I'm Abby.
And we'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Little Guys Podcast, the Little Guys Home Technology, where entertainment, technology, and convenience come together. The Little Guys actually have a store located at
19031 South Old LaGrange Road in Mokena, where Mokena meets I-80.
The store is open Monday through Thursday, 10 until 6, Friday and Saturday, 10 until 5, closed on Sundays. We're always available by appointment, and you can email us anytime at info@thelittleguys.com, and you should for sure check out our website. There's a lot of cool stuff on the new website.
And you can actually give us a call at 708-754-8844.
Anytime. We love actual interaction with humans, as opposed to just emails. But no, you can email. We'll call you, or we'll respond to your email right away. So it's what we do.
Speaking of interaction with humans, there have been a lot of questions about certain things this week from people.
It's really weird. We've gotten a lot of calls this week about people who have a system and or have a network, and they're having problems, or it's not doing what they thought it should do, or it's not doing what it used to do, or it's just not performing at a level that's acceptable to them. They want some help, which is great. They're not necessarily buying anything from us. They just want to know, you know, what it is, what can they do to make it right, or can we just do a service call? Are we willing to, you know, go help with something that was bought somewhere else? You know, those kind of things.
Right. I'm not sure I'm getting any sound out of my rear speakers.
Right.
Or my wireless used to work, and now
my Wi-Fi
doesn't.
Is great. Well, wait a minute. It doesn't really work on the west end of the house, and the kids are complaining about it cutting in and out when they're in their bedrooms trying to do things, and you know, those are all typical of interactions we have and things that people say to us. Sometimes they just bought something from the internet or from some big box store, or they moved into a new home, or they took apart, this is a famous one, they took apart the system for new carpeting or flooring, and now how do we get it back together? We labeled it, but it doesn't seem to be working right. My absolute favorite one that we get a lot is Comcast came out and got us this box that they told us we had to have, this new box, and whether it's for their network or whether it's for their cable, and the guy was in the house and he switched some stuff around and he took out some parts, and it just, something's not right. It just doesn't seem to be correct.
Right. Now the system doesn't work.
Nothing works like it used to. The sound's not right. The video cuts in and out. It's sparkly. There's always something wrong. And yes, of course we can help. And that's what it's about. If you want to just email us or call us, we'll talk to you a little bit about it on the phone or via email. We'll try to answer your questions. If it requires a service call, we're certainly happy to do a service call anywhere in the Chicagoland area, which is essentially the far north side up to just about the Wisconsin border, through the city and through the western suburbs, down through the southern suburbs, out to northwest Indiana and basically southwest Michigan. I mean, we cover a pretty big area. And frankly, it's just as quick to get to Michigan City as it is to get to the north side. So, you know, no problem. Wherever you're at, we're just about wherever you're at, we're glad to help. And if you're really far away, we have a lot of brethren, people in the industry who have places throughout the country. So we're always willing to make a referral if that's really the right thing to do. So let's talk about some of the things that that don't go right, like networks. Networks, I think we talked a lot about last week, but I think we need to just clarify a couple of things, and that is your network typically isn't operating at maximum performance. If you added an extender onto your network, your Wi-Fi speed is half of what it was. And we're assuming that it was at maximum performance before you added the extender, or if it in fact was, likely you wouldn't have needed to add the extender. So there's a lot of things that we can do to change those networks, to add the newer, later technology components, to add better wireless access points, to separate your modem and switch and router, to do those kind of things to really maximize the performance. And when you have a good network, everything works smooth. I mean, you go to search for something on your iPad or on your phone, and it just goes quickly. It's fast. It's awesome. And what you really notice is when things start to slow down. And with a good network, you can have multiple people on. You can be doing lots of different – you can be streaming a movie. You can be searching for whatever it is and enjoying it. So let us help maximize the performance of your network. Give us a call, like I said, and we're glad to help out. And, there, again, a lot of different components. And it's not necessarily super expensive for most people. It's just a matter of doing the right thing as opposed to doing something that was okay to do 8 years ago when you had one computer. And you had, you know, maybe if you were super advanced, you had two computers.
Right. You had a cell phone, but it wasn't on the network.
Right. So, and that's it with networks. I don't want to spend too much time on it because we did do a lot of it last week. So you could listen to that podcast as well and go into a little bit more detail. One of the things I wanted to talk about today was music. Music was such a big part of our lives and was so, so important to us. And our tastes have changed a little bit. Now, of course, I'm stuck in the music time warp, 60s and 70s music.
Right,
same music.
We may listen to the same music, but what we like to hear is a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, back then it was how loud could it be? How big and loud and, you know, just volume, that was the key. And in today's world, as you learn to appreciate music more for the music itself and listen to more varieties of music, the difference, the thing you're looking for now is detail. You want clarity. You want imaging. We'll talk about what those things are, but you want clarity and imaging, and you want to good definition. You want a huge sound stage. You want the music to have depth and height and width. You want it to seem live, and those are the things that are really much more important today. Now, I'm not saying that nobody in the past was looking for that, but the vast majority of people previously didn't care about that. I did a really cool demo for a guy the other day. I asked him if he'd heard the new, and somebody showed me this concept, but I asked him if he heard the new paper-thin center channel speaker. And he goes, what are you talking about? And I took a piece of paper and I wrote center channel on it, and I taped it onto the audio rack that was in between the two PSB speakers, the left and the right PSB speakers. And I said, I want you to listen to this piece of paper. I want you to listen to how unbelievable this piece of paper is. And the guy looks at me like I'm absolutely out of my mind. And which, whatever. And I put it on. I put the music on. And the sound appears to be coming from that piece of paper because the speakers are set up correctly. The amplifier is good. The music is good. It's a high-res download. And it's imaging. It's giving you the impression of how it was recorded. You can almost close your eyes and see where the drummer is and where the person singing is, and you can kind of see the sound stage. And it has not only depth, but it also has width and it has height, and you can tell. I mean, that's a really cool thing, right? I mean, to be able to have imaging and detail and get all that out of the music. And that's what creates the emotion. That's what makes the hair on your arm stand up when somebody really hits the vocal right and does those things. So, you know, Ev's more into music for the sake of music than I am. She listens to it a lot more than I do, and all different kinds of music. But it really is about the detail and the imaging.
It really is. And, you know, the more I've listened to different sets of speakers, and I find in music that I know well, I'm hearing things that I never heard before. And everyone here knows that I'm not a big fan of horns, trombones, trumpets, horns, you know, the brass stuff in general. And in listening to a high-res download, I said, that's not so bad. They're not shrieky. They're not shrill. You know, they do sort of sound mellow. And I think a lot of us have been missing that. Might be the reason I don't like horns. But, you know, to hear your favorite recordings sound so much better is, you know, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, especially some of the old stuff, which you would think wouldn't sound good, which wouldn't have the detail and the imaging and the separation. It's got a lot of it in the high-res versions of it. It really does sound good. So I highly recommend going back, downloading some of that high-res music, listening to your system, stopping by the store and seeing how we set up speakers, seeing how a system should be set up, seeing if there's a little something you could add to whatever it is you're doing, whether it's an advanced DAC, which is digital to analog converter, or whether it's a new amplifier or maybe even new speakers. There's a lot of different things you can do to really help you enjoy the music even more. And by the way, this doesn't preclude you from listening to it loud. You can still crank it and have those loud moments or whatever. It's just that that's all we did before. And now you can have both. That's for sure. And again, music is, you know, it means a lot to all of us. So, and the artists wanted you to hear the music that way. That is a big part of it. They wanted you to experience the song and the emotion that they bring out when they hit certain notes or when they put in certain verses or whatever, and to hear it clearly and to have the instruments playing at the right time and hear it all is a big deal. And it's a big deal to the artists as well, that's for sure.
Right. And if you're a big fan of Apple or Pandora or, you know, any of those that are streaming or you're recording at the low res, you know, don't just say, well, okay, I give up. I like the convenience. You know, I've already got it. I'm not going to go through it again. There are many ways to, I mean, you can't put what they took out of the song back into the song, but you can make what is there sound much better.
No question. Another thing that came up this week, so that's it for music. We'll leave that there. Another thing that came up this week was how many people are discontinuing their phone service and don't have landlines anymore because of cell phones. That they have this number that they're sort of attached to, but nobody's called it in forever except for solicitors, and everybody uses their cell phones all the time. The problem is they have poor cell phone reception in their house.
Right, you have to go out on the porch, or you have to, you know, stand up on the roof or something like that. It's funny when I call our daughter at home; she still has a landline, and it takes her forever to answer that. If I call her cell phone, she answers it immediately, and she's at home.
Right.
So, you know, I think people think of the landline as a secondary phone system.
For sure. So how can we make it your cell phone reception better in the house? It's easy. There's several different devices. It's literally an antenna outside that gets whatever cell reception you have outside, brings it in, and then rebroadcasts it essentially, or spreads it out throughout the house. And we can do it with multiple antennas. We can do it with single antennas internally. It's just broadcast that signal to a greater space. And it's the difference between calls cutting in and out, not being able to understand them or being garbly, and just having it be like a landline was, where you could understand everything and hear it and have it be clear. So you can have outdoor reception indoors. And it's not just homes. Bars, apartment buildings, offices, anywhere that you want to improve the cell reception. Warehouses. We did it for a business where they had, you know, their warehouses were across the street, and they were using cell phones to communicate. And we actually, you know, brought their signal stronger inside the one warehouse because it had the tin roof and the other things. We brought the signal inside, and they were able to stay with their phones to do the communication thing between the buildings. So there's a lot of really cool things you can do. And frankly, it's not super expensive. It's super reasonable. And we use a couple of different brands, you know, of products, and it's based on the square footage of your space. So stop in. We're glad to talk to you about it. You want to send an email if you got questions about it. We're glad to give you some details and let you know what's going on with that. It's becoming more and more and more of an issue, that's for sure.
And if we just, like, hit the nail on the head, the email is info@thelittleguys.com.
There you go. TiVo. TiVo did some cool new stuff. They have a new 4K device called the Bolt, right? And the Bolt.
Why did they call it the Bolt?
I don't know. I don't know. Because it's fast?
It's really fast. I don't know.
It's a multi-purpose box, because not only can it do cable, you know, with a cable card, but it can also do over-the-air antenna, either or over-the-air antenna. You can actually have an antenna on your roof and have the convenience of TiVo service for that as well.
Right, and if you're getting your your TV from an antenna on your roof, you are getting the best uncompressed signal that there is.
It's an amazing picture. And to have the convenience of TiVo, to have the flexibility of doing the things you want to do then, and you can still, I believe, hook up the network to it and do some of the apps and the streaming and the Netflix and the Amazons and all the other things that are available through TiVo. And they have great interface. It's easy to use. And you can spread that signal throughout the house. So it's just a really cool concept. And they've made it so much more reasonable. It used to be you had to pay for each TiVo box monthly. And now there's just one fee for all the boxes throughout the house. Essentially, and that's how it works. It's way cool.
And you know what we don't talk about enough with TiVo is that the picture is actually better.
It is better.
I mean, you know, the cable boxes come a long way, but they're still, it goes to the lowest bidder. You know, when you buy a TiVo, you own that TiVo unit, and their video processing, there's something about it that makes the picture so much better.
Faster processors and better video processing. No gray area there. They're definitely better. They're easy to use. They have anywhere between 4 and 6 tuners built in, so you can do plenty of recording and watching and viewing, and everybody throughout the house. Nobody can't watch what they want to watch, basically. And they have the little minis. The other thing is they almost never require rewiring because they use what's called a MoCA system, and you can transfer the signal over regular RG6 or coax cable that's run through your house. So a lot of huge upside and much more reasonable price at this point than ever before. So TiVo, you can look at it at TiVo.com. You can stop in here at the store. We have it on display. We'll show you how it works. We'll take you through it and, you know, show you what the minis look like and that kind of thing. It's way cool. It really is cool. And save you some money. I just did one customer who had, and I may have mentioned this in the first podcast, had a customer who was literally paying almost $300 a month in rental fees. They have nine different boxes that they're renting, DVRs that they're renting, and plus their modem stuff and you know, network stuff or whatever. And their bills, it's crazy. I was looking at it, and I'm like, this TiVo is actually going to pay for itself in a year.
Right. I mean, I don't think people realize that their cable company is charging them a lease amount or rent every month on whatever boxes they have in the house and the modems and, you know, things like that. And over the years,
it's
astronomical.
It adds up fast. We looked at it. We figured out we had our modem in the house for 5 years. It's a $79 modem. We had it in the house for 5 years and we paid $8 a month. Right, so we could have bought 6 of them,
right,
in the same period of time that we paid for that one or whatever.
Right, so. And the cable company doesn't call you and say, you know what, there's a new modem out that's much better.
Pretty rare.
Can we come and switch it out for
anytime
you? They don't do that. As long as yours is working, they're leaving it alone.
Anytime the cable company calls you and tells you they got something new that they have to put in your system that's unbelievable, it is unbelievable. Don't believe it, because it's typically the X1 concept or it's something else that frankly isn't ready for prime time. And really, anybody considering the X1 thing, anybody who's looking at that concept, take a look at the TiVo concept. I really think you'll be much happier long term. Much, much happier long term.
Easier user interface. A zillion tuners in it. Well, maybe not a zillion.
Faster processing.
Up to 6. Faster processing, better picture.
More network choices, because I believe Comcast doesn't have Amazon, right? And you know, there's a lot more choices of things you can, you know, apps wise, if you want to do some streaming and those kind of things. So again, check out the TiVo. We have it at the store, the Little Guy Store, by the way, 191st and LaGrange Road in the south suburbs of Chicago. It's Mokena. It's where Mokena meets I-80.
And it's actually officially the southwest suburbs.
All right, southwest.
So
suburbs.
Let's get that right.
What's a southeast suburb?
In the lake. Or Indiana.
We have to be Indiana, right?
Indiana.
there's not really any southeast suburbs then. All right. Oh, by the way, info@thelittleguys.com, and check out our website, thelittleguys.com. All right. I also want to talk a little bit about, we should have done it when we were talking about music, but turntables. Turntables have made a huge comeback. People are digging out their records. They're going to buy new records. We're selling more turntables than we've sold in forever. We're selling turntables every week. It's fun again.
It's crazy. It's retro. And I'm going to tell you a funny story. My guitar teacher had some cassette tapes in the office last week. I said, wow, I didn't think they even made these anymore. He said, well, I don't think they do. I dug them up out of storage or something. He said, I'm making mixtapes off of my iPod. I said, you're kidding me. That's just like the craziest backwards thing, but that's what he was doing.
All right, so there's definitely some romanticism to taking out the cover and sliding the album out of the sleeve and putting it on the turntable, and they sound fantastic.
Holding the cover and reading it while you're listening to the music. Well, if you have time to do that, that's awesome.
Yeah, and done right, it can sound great. For those of us who want the convenience and the performance, there's plenty of good music online, high-res, that you can download and copy and get bit for CD. And frankly, there's even some stuff that can sound better than records. Sorry, audiophiles. There's even some stuff out there that can sound better than records. And we've shown that over and over again in demonstrations throughout the store that, you know, when we've done demos for people and let them see exactly what
and
we're doing.
And yet, you know,
it's still something cool about
turntables are out there. There's more and more albums out there.
Yeah, and I love doing it too. I love grabbing the album and putting it on there and playing it. It's fun. I mean, it's you're totally entrenched. I get it. Really cool thing. So you can have it both. You can have the turntable. You can have the other. You can copy your records. I talked to a lady the other day who took her about a year to copy her 500 and something albums. A year and a half, I think she said, to copy some like 500 albums. But she got them all onto her computer, and she was detailed enough to type in all the things. I could never do that ever.
It's funny that you and I are very digital now, and we don't have a turntable, and we don't play records. But we have them all. We have not gotten rid of them. They are all still
right,
in the bookcase.
You can't let them go. But that's because you're a collector and you never get rid of anything.
Right, right. Well, I think you're talking about yourself there. But it's funny that our son said, oh, don't worry, I took all the good ones.
Yeah.
Who said you could take any?
That's
but
for
he
sure.
Did. Because he's into the records.
So stop in, take a look. There's a lot of different turntables. There's a lot of different. We still have record cleaners if you need to clean the old albums and get them going again. And we do stock cartridges and needles for the turntables as well. So, and we're glad to put those on there for you. It's a little bit of a lost art, but there's still several of us here who can.
There's some really old people here who can still do
who
it.
Who can still do it, that's for sure. Ev, I wanted to talk about video a little bit as well, as long as we're kind of doing a summary of lots of different things here today. 4K and what it means. I think we would have really been lost with the demise of plasma if it wasn't for 4K.
You're right. I mean, it was really sad when we saw plasma going. It was, you know, this manufacturer stopped making it, this manufacturer stopped making it, until it was down to, like, Panasonic
and
Panasonic. I don't know, LG. Yeah. LG made them for a little while, or maybe they just had some in stock. And then that first 4K set came out. And, wow.
It made it. You saw the possibility of what could happen, of how it could get better. And now with the advanced performance of the 4K sets, with better LED technology, OLED technology, with motion issues kind of going to the side a little bit and not being as obvious when it comes to LED/LCD technology, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it truly is amazing. With OLED, there's not even a discussion about motion issues or whatever. But it's you can enjoy television again, even though there's no more plasma. I mean, I was thinking about the other day, you know, there's still people hanging on to their Panasonics and getting them to go for as long
pioneers.
As they can.
The pioneers.
The Pioneer
Elite.
Elite,
yeah.
Same thing. In today's world, guess what? It's okay. It's okay to
not
let it go.
Not only that, when that set goes, you are not going to be able to get it fixed.
Right, it is really tough to get parts. I have a 60-inch Pioneer Elite sitting here that needs just one video board, and it's $750 to repair it. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't, with a good 55-inch 4K television from Sony being $1,100 or $1,099, why would you ever put that kind of money into a, you know, 8-10-year-old television? It just doesn't make sense.
Right. That's,
and it's,
well,
not
that's
a knock on it.
No, I mean, that's the way it goes with.
We
electronics.
Love those old TVs too. We love the plasmas. We love the you use them till they're kind of worn out. But the problem is, the truth is an 8-year-old good plasma, an 8-year-old plasma, 10-year-old plasma at this point isn't really like it was when it was new anyway. So it really isn't as good as it was. And with the new 4K stuff that's available today in the from companies like Sony and Samsung and LG, you can just enjoy television again and have that extremely black level and extremely white whites and Coke can red be really Coke can red. It's fun to watch TV again and no motion issues or as little motion issue as possible. I think one of the cool things about 4K is you can actually discern the difference in the quality of the cameras when you're doing a live sporting event or you're doing a broadcast like that. You can actually tell when they used really good cameras and when they're using an older camera
right.
and kind of getting by right. with it.
I mean, within the same game. You yep. know, we were watching a game, and I remember I said, what the heck is that? You know, that's a lousy picture. And then they switched back to another 4K camera. I said, oh, there it is. Yeah. I was afraid there was something wrong with my projector.
No, and it's just, it's so cool to be able to get TVs at a super reasonable price and have extremely high performance. I mean, those good plasma sets, good ones, were between $5,000 and $10,000 easy. And you can get some really nice 55, 65, 70 inch TVs now in that same lower part of that price category and really have a great picture. It's just really cool. I will say just because a TV is 4K doesn't make it good. Because I was in one of the big box stores. I won't mention the name, Best Buy. And I was looking at some of the Sharp. There was a Sharp one, and there was a Vizio, and there was one other one. I can't remember the other name. That was, I was looking at it thinking to myself, you know, that's awful. I mean, that's you're showing that to somebody, and do you want them to buy that? I mean, it's bright. You know, it's almost flame-throwing bright. But detail and color and detail in the color, it was truly horrible. I mean, you couldn't tell if what somebody was wearing had texture to it or didn't. You couldn't. It was like soft focus on the faces. I mean, it was awful. It was really awful. And you know, so it's not just. I mean, I'd rather have a great 1080p TV than a bad 4K TV. But what I'd really like to have is a good 4K television. That's the key. And I think if you stick with companies like Sony and Samsung and LG, especially with the OLED from LG, you're going to see some serious performance. And the prices of OLED, by the way, and I know it's kind of a weird dynamic out there with OLED, organic LED. It's kind of a weird dynamic because Samsung and Sony have kind of back-burnered their versions of it and not pushed it. You know, where Samsung is just pushing the heck out of curved television. That was their big push. LG stuck with the OLED thing, and they're starting to really take off. We're selling quite a few of them now. And people seem to really like it. Whether it's curved or flat, you know, that's personal. But, you know, people seem to really like it. And the pricing on it has come down in the last 60 days, come down 25%.
It's a lot less than you paid for that plasma 10 years ago.
Yeah, no question.
Definitely
so
less.
Why not enjoy television at its maximum? It doesn't have to be like it was in the 50s and or 50s, 60s and 70s, where you waited until the TV absolutely died. You watched this ghost. You watched these yellow images. You watched these fuzzy things until the TV just absolutely died. It doesn't have to be that way. It's why not take advantage of newer technology?
It's sort of fun, though, is people come in and they've, you know, they had the best Sony TV there was 10 years ago and it finally went. They're sort of bummed about having to get a new TV. But it turns out that they're actually in for a real treat because for less than half of what they paid for that TV 10 years ago, they're going to get a bigger TV, a better picture. They're going to be thrilled.
All right. As much as I love talking about video, I got to tell you, you got to come in and listen to the new Dolby Atmos theaters. You got to listen to Dolby Atmos. Whether it's in full Atmos with 9 speakers or whether it's just 5.1 Atmos, it is amazing the difference in the sound. I heard it a million times here at the store. I actually changed my processor at home, and I brought home the Integra processor with Atmos and set up my – I had a 7-point – we had a 7.1 system. Actually, we had 7.2.
I was just going to say.
We had 7.2.
Mine too.
system, and we changed it to – 5.2, so that we could set up height speakers on the Atmos. But it really is. It's awesome. The detail, the separation, it's like I no longer have to be sitting directly in the middle of my system, lined up with the center channel speaker to hear the some of the things. It's got a much bigger sweet spot, and it really, truly sounds better. It's more enjoyable.
Yeah, and doesn't it seem weird that you add two to four speakers in the ceiling for height sound, that it would change it that much? But it really does.
Well, and even if you don't change anything, even if you leave your speakers just how they are and you don't do any of the height speakers, having the Atmos, the steering is different, the performance is different. It's just, and I'm just talking about television broadcasts. I'm not even talking about Blu-rays. Blu-rays are unbelievable. But just television broadcasts through DirecTV, it's awesome. And there's no reason that anybody has to not be enjoying, the television show to its fullest. I mean, it's just there's no reason for it at all in today's world. And if you start out with just left, center, right, and a little sub, and you later get a second sub, or you add the rears later, or the sides later, or the height speakers later, if you do that at some point in the future, that's fine. But there's no reason you shouldn't be able to understand all the words, hear all the detail, and have, because the sound is what it's all about. The sound is what creates the excitement and the emotion, and it's just what it's all about. It's what makes the movie or the television show, it's what engages you in the whole thing. So I love big pictures. Don't get me wrong. The bigger the screen, the better. But it is about the sound. I mean, that's really what it's about.
Well, it's also the safest to invest in speakers. You know, you should invest like the bulk of your budget into the speakers, because the speakers, while they might change sizes and, you know, where you put them, things like that, the technology is not changing to the point where you have to get a new, like a receiver. You have to get a new receiver. You have to get a new TV. You have to get a new, however you listen to music. Well, now you can get an old one too. But those things keep changing. The technology is marching very fast. But the speakers, you know, you're going to have those for years.
Right.
And
good
years
speakers
and years
are good speakers. If the speaker reproduces music accurately and with good detail, and it's not, 25 years old and dry rotted, then it's still a good speaker. People ask that all the time. Well, my speakers are kind of old. Are they okay? Do they work? I mean, if they're okay, if they work, then they're going to sound as good as they can sound. Are there new speakers that sound, really cool? And can you add a subwoofer to make them even better? Sure, absolutely. But a good speaker is a good speaker. And if you enjoyed the sound of your speakers and you like them and they're still sounding the way they did then.
Right.
And the caps inside aren't leaking and, those kind of things.
Sure. But then you don't have to wonder about, well, what's the next thing that comes along?
Right. Right. There's a lot of really good older speakers that it's okay to change them. No problem changing them. We're happy to change them. And most people want to get rid of the big boxes. They want those big boxes out of there. They want smaller footprints, or on the wall, or in the wall, or in the ceiling. That's where most of the changes come from in today's world. Although I have to say that Golden Ear has really taken some of the people who had some of the older speakers, the old Definitives, the old Polks, the old JBLs, those kind of things, and the Golden Ear has kind of stood those on end, and the way they sound at the price points they're at kind of changed the whole speaker world.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable sound at the price points. They compare their $3,000 pair of speakers to $20,000 pair of speakers.
Read the reviews. Just go online, type in Golden Ear Technology review, and read the reviews.
And you better have plenty of time, because everything he's made has gotten a fabulous review.
It's amazing or whatever. So Golden Ear, we got basically the whole line on display, in wall, in ceiling, floor model, bookshelf, subwoofers, all on display for you to experience and enjoy. And you can bring in your music, or we'll have whatever kind of music you like, because we stream just about
right,
everything.
We have tons of music.
lots of choices. And we're glad to do the demos anytime for you. The store's kind of laid out so that you can experience theater the way, home theater, the way it's supposed to be, like it will be in your home. It's set up for media area or a living room scenario, so you can experience surround sound and things like you would in your home in a big open space if you want, or in a little bit more confined, smaller area. There's a Digital Music Experience Center for you to learn all about digital music and how to record it and how to listen to it in a lot of different ways and how to experience it in a lot of different ways. There's a whole headphone section set up in the store where you can listen to all the latest headphones, including the new Audio Quest headphones, which are truly they'll screw with your mind, that's for sure. They sound so good. they are unbelievably good. And, of course, the PSBs, which Tom, who's recording this now, Tom is, of course, using the PSBs because he wanted the most accurate it could possibly be, because you certainly want David to sound like David, I think. I don't know.
And by the way, we are doing our first recording from our new podcast studio.
That's right.
That was constructed by Tom.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of like being back at WLS, except for we don't have some 1950s buttons to push.
Right.
We don't have to keep looking in the other room
for
when the commercial is
going to
start.
Yeah.
Right? When does the commercial start? When does the commercial start? And there's no blinking phone lines. So if I really want to encourage you guys to send us an email. We'd love to read your emails over the air. It's info@thelittleguys.com. You can go onto the website and just click on there and follow the process, and it'll show you how to send an email direct from the website if you want to do that. You can experience automation on the website because there's an automation demo that you can control a room with. There's our technology guide is available on the website. And then, of course, the podcasts are available on the website as well. So we encourage you to do that. We are working on getting Apple straightened out. There's some issues with our new website, guys. They brought over the podcast to their new server. They're just not sure where they are. So we're working on getting the old ones put back up and working out.
Ooh, they're out in the ether, huh?
They are. We're working on getting it straightened out with Apple and reconnecting to make everything okay so you can get them right from Apple as well.
But you can listen to them
right
on our
website.
What about mobile? Can you access the podcast?
Absolutely. If you're on your phone or traveling or whatever, just go to thelittleguys.com or thelittleguys.tv, either one, and click on the thing for the podcast. It should come up in the big banner that spins around on the top, and you should be able to get to it through there. Anything else we should cover real quick, Ev?
Probably enough for today.
All right. Well, that's enough for today. We want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks for not calling and interrupting us while we were doing the buck. Oh, one other thing I have to say out loud. Go Cubs. Huh? How about it? All this time, all these years, pure misery. And now we get to watch the Cubs actually play some baseball.
Go Cubs.
Go Cubs. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.